All right, developing story, getting some news now in the blockbuster courtroom fight between Sam Altman and Elon Musk. Kate Rooney has that for us. What are we learning?
Hey, Scott, so we're learning a bit from Greg Brockman. He was the president of OpenAI, or is the president of OpenAI now. He was a co-founder, wrapping up his testimony this afternoon over in Oakland. It's week two of this Elon Musk versus OpenAI trial. We did get news that OpenAI plans to spend $50 billion in compute, at least for the rest of this year. That was one big headline. Brockman, as I mentioned, co-founded the company. He answered a lot of questions about his personal financial ambitions. So he has what he described as a $30 billion stake in this company at this point. He kept a journal to document professional events in his life, personal events. That has been a big highlight and a big piece of evidence in this trial. Musk's personality and leadership style also came up in Brockman's testimony. Musk has claimed that he is responsible for helping recruit some of the key players at OpenAI and therefore deserves a lot of the credit, and has talked about that in his own testimony. Brockman talked about his reputation of being extremely hard-driving and that certain candidates were very attracted by that, but others didn't like it as much, and it actually wasn't as big of a deal in terms of recruiting. So that just was a big topic of conversation overall. He did also talk a bit about overall Musk's just leadership style. We did get a moment that he talked about of Musk tearing a painting of a Tesla off the wall, Scott, but that's the latest. He's wrapping up that testimony, and we are expecting to get Siobhan Zillis, who's a close executive of Musk, also the mother of his children. The backdrop here, of course, Musk has sued OpenAI, Sam Altman, Greg Brockman, alleging that they essentially, as Musk put it, stole a charity.